Animal Kingdom won 5 of 12 lifetime starts. He earned more than $8.3 million. And Hall of Fame jockey John Velasquez was aboard that day, maybe the greatest pickup mount in the history of the sport. Remember, it was supposed to be Robbie Alvarado, but he was injured. Johnny picks up the mount. He wins with Animal Kingdom. And Johnny is with me now to talk about the strategy he might employ later today when he rides Animal Kingdom in the Fantasy Derby against some of the greatest of all time, and he'll have to do it from the rail in the 20-horse field. Johnny, first of all, I know you're in Arkansas. I know you're up early to join me. Thanks for taking a little time, my friend.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, okay, so you listened to the call of Animal Kingdom, and I know you probably watched it a million times and heard it on radio a million times, but you listened to that call. What are some of the first things that immediately come to mind for you?
Oh, my God, just they give you a goose. Goosebumps just listening to it, you know, just going through the thinking about the race and how everything works out and the race when, you know, just pick up a horse into in the Kentucky Derby, but, you know, and thinking about it and listening to it is just brings great memories, so, you know, great feelings, and I don't know, it just brings a lot of joy.
Do you still go back and watch the replay of that race from time to time?
From time to time. You know, it's funny because I don't normally go and see it, but I get to see people put replays and stuff like that, and I get to remind you, and I get to watch them, you know. But for me to go back and see it just because, okay, let me go and watch it, I don't, you know. But I get to watch it just because all the people posted it in social media and stuff like that, so... obviously, being the racetrack, and when they are putting past races and on the TV and stuff like that, so you get to watch it. Yeah.
You know, I can remember asking Mike Smith one time about what it's like for a jockey to cross the finish line first in the Kentucky Derby, and he said, Johnny, that there's almost a moment of silence when everything almost goes quiet for a split second, and then this unbelievable power that hits you when the crowd noise just erupts. And he said it's a feeling that's very difficult to describe, but he put it in those words. So how about for you, the feeling for a jockey to cross the finish line first beneath the Twin Spires? What's it like?
Listen, it is true, though. You know, it's like the first thing that went through my mind when I got to the wire, right when I got to the wire, it's like, oh, my God, did he just won the Derby? And the second thing was like, did I battle anybody? I was just like, please let me not battle anybody. That was the second thing. It's just the weird things that people think overcomes, like, please don't let did I battle anybody in the race. You know, because the race is it was so rough riding, you know, and it was a couple of spots that I had it pushed through it, you know, and I got the spot because thankfully he responded to things that I wanted to do. And the second thought that's the first, please just let me not, I didn't bother anybody, though, you know, when I went to take those spots, you know, and then realized that, you know, okay, just enjoy the moment, you know, and then all of a sudden you can hear the crowd, it opens up, though, you know. So it's very surreal that really, you know, like it's things that come to your mind, it's like, man, I just won the Derby, and for me, I was like, oh, and then the second moment, it was like, I got scared, like, oh, please, let's not be that I got somebody. but then you realize, like, I just won the Derby. Oh my God! Okay, so just go enjoy it and feel the crowd and feel, you know, at the moment with you, you know. So it was incredible.
Was the feeling or the thoughts that went through your head the second time you won it in 2017 with Always Dreaming, was it any different than winning it with Animal Kingdom?
Well, it was much different with me at that point. I mean, I was riding Always Dreaming going into the Derby, though, you know, and going through the preparations and seeing the horse developing and going to the Derby and the way he was training, all that stuff. So the emotions, they were much involved with the horse, though, you know, like I got there with the horse and knowing how he was working and everything that we planned, it works out so perfectly, you know, with him and winning it. So from that moment, the second time, once I got to enjoy it a lot better, meaning that I actually won it with the horse that I just was, you know, got there with, you know, into the Derby. And knowing that, you know, in the position that I was, nothing came to my head about, wow, I didn't think I'd out anybody, you know. So I think I was more confident than anything else, with always dreaming. And I got to enjoy a lot better, I think, a lot faster, let's put it that way, than anything else. The first time, so, you know. So, and plus, you know, I picked up the horse with Animal Kingdom, so it was hard to celebrate, though, you know. It was hard to, you know, I know one of my guys was taken off the horse, and not at my fault, but, you know, I mean, I'd be on the other end as well, but at this time I was the one and the good end that I ended up winning. And so, you know, out of respect of one of my colleagues, so you kind of celebrate, but it's a little bit, it was dull, let's put it that way. But I was dreaming, yeah. I could let go, I could let enjoy it, I could, you know, really enjoy the moment. So very different, yes.
Yeah, as you were saying that, it made me think of that movie Major League, where there's the line that says, you don't celebrate in front of guys that just died. And now Robbie Alvarado thankfully didn't die, but he lost the mount because of injury, so you picked it up. But yeah, it's tough. You don't want to act too exuberant because of the fact that you do have a colleague who wasn't able to participate. But then again, this is a monumental moment for you, and you have to celebrate, and you have to be happy for yourself, for your family, and for everything that your dedication and your life's work too. That's a fine line.
But
I get
absolutely,
it.
You know, I celebrate. I was a dog celebrate and everything, and obviously with the connections with the Grant Norton and the family, the connections that. His family, my family, and it was great. I mean, it's like, you know, we've been friends for a long time, and our kids went to school together and all stuff. So just having it with somebody that you really care, it makes it very special too.
You know, one thing that makes John Velasquez such a great Hall of Fame jockey is that he always, always does his homework. He always preps for any race that he's going to ride. And Johnny, I know you did that for this Fantasy Derby that we're conducting later this afternoon, and Animal Kingdom drew the rail. I sent you the entries last week, the draw sheet, and you and I had a text conversation, and you said, listen, if I'm going to talk about this, I need to be prepared, and I need to know the running styles of all the other older horses that I didn't get to see race. So, all right, tell me, how are you going to handle this with Animal Kingdom going against this stellar field breaking from the rail?
Wow. So this is probably, obviously looking back and looking at every horse here, what an incredible feel. I mean, this is something that every fan or every jockey, every owner would love to see something like this put together. It's a special derby. Obviously, looking at the replays, some of them are very, especially they're very old replays, you know, where you try to pick up where the winners and the style of running is. So some of them are pretty hard, you know, but I mean, obviously, with my horse, knowing the style of my horse, he didn't have a lot of speed coming out of the gate. But I would do the same thing. You know, I would do the same thing that I told Graham to Derby. We got to come out running and try to get some sort of position where we're comfortable. He broke a little bit slow, and I had to send him out of there until I passed the wire for the first time and to get a position that I was comfortable with. And once I did that, he was comfortable. I mean, there is a lot of speed in this bunch here, and obviously really, really good horses. So so it would have worked out a little better, meaning that it would have spread the field a lot more than where I rode the Derby with Animal Kingdom. With that much speed in here, it's incredible. There's some really fast horses. I mean, even going to the Philly, you know.
Winning Colors.
What's the name?
Winning Colors.
Exactly. Even, yeah. Or Admiral. I think it was Admiral GPI. I've looked at it. He was on the lead as well. There is incredible speed. But after I looked at all the replays and everything, justified with another speed, you know, American Pharoah would be close to the lead. And, but it's incredible that the speed and these horses, though. But looking at the replays, after looking at all the replays and everything, I love to follow Secretariat, you know, the kind of ride he got. Got an incredible ride. I mean, for a kid going into, you know, a Kentucky Derby and with that much pressure, wow, I mean, I was impressed the way he rode that horse. Pony Sight would it be close, Barbado, should it be closed? I definitely, another one that I thought he wrote a really good race, although moved a little bit soon, it was still in the silence. I would have definitely stick my horse right to follow Secretariat. And tell you right now, I'm looking at all the other horses now.
Secretariat would be a good one to follow. Yeah, yeah. Secretariat would be a good one to follow, especially if you can finish the way he did.
Yes, and Secretariat, they were incredible the way the rides were. I said a firm, but I definitely the position that the Secretariat had, it was my kind of look into the race with the style of run animal Kingdom had, though, you know. I would have tried to come out running and going, you know, definitely try to place my horse right behind Secretariat and try to, you know, to hold my position. A firm would it be a little forward than the Secretariat as well, and Alicida. So all those horses, California Chrome, another horse would have been close as well to the lead. So, you know, I mean, if it works out the way it looks in this and paper, you know, it would be so much speed that you know they're going to come back at you though, pretty quickly. So I like the way the Secretariat win the race. I like the way Affirm was sitting very, very chilly, laying third, fourth, going to the backstretch. So I would have picked definitely a Secretariat and a spectacular beat the way they run the race. And hopefully you can get to the spot. So, get into a spot that's important, that you can hold your spot. And obviously, everything I asked for Animal Kingdom that day, it was incredible. You know, he was pretty easy. He handled everything really, really well. It would be a dream trip if that's how you work it out in the race, though, you know. So, I think that definitely that much speed that they have to come back to you. You know, they cannot keep running on that speed that they were running those horses and on the lead. I think I would have to give it a hard time to Secretariat. You know what I mean?
There you go. How good is Johnny V? Listen to that. I mean, he went back and watched replays of so many of these horses just to come on and do this interview talking about riding in this Fantasy Derby. Spectacular stuff, Johnny, and really appreciate you doing your homework and taking me through that race. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have the coverage 5 to 6 Eastern this afternoon. It's all presented by our friends at Claiborne Farm. I do want to ask you about a real derby taking place, and that's the Arkansas Derby, and you're going to ride Gouverneur Morris in there. Look, Todd Pletcher knows how to win this race. He's won it more than any other trainer, and he's as good as it gets when it comes to getting a horse ready for a big race. Gouverneur Morris, second choice on the morning line in that first division of the Arkansas Derby. Tell me a little bit about Gouverneur Morris.
So, I mean, at least with him, he can break better. Last time I didn't break as good as one, and they didn't go very fast. And then I got into a spot that, you know, kind of lost my position going to the first turn. And he's a little bit tricky to ride because you don't want to put him too much into the bridle, but and then he moves too soon, and then you have nothing, you know, to finish with. So anyway, I got into a spot that I didn't want to be in, and I was trying to follow the favor, and the horse next to me, he had happening in front of me, and he just kept coming out, and kind of squeezed me out of my spot, going to the half of my pole, and they got away from me. They got away from me fast. I mean, like, just like my horse dropped the bit, in a crucial time, though, really, though, you know, because I'm supposed to go on forward right there and hold my position, just like I was trying to do. We're talking about the Derby, the Kentucky Derby. When you don't get to hold your position, you lose your position in a crucial part of the race. I mean, it's bad. And then that's what happened right there. But, you know, I mean, there was a spot that he got a little squeeze out of it, lost his position, and I'm trying to hold it in there, and he didn't respond. And then all of a sudden they got away from him, and then they had to get after him, you know, right past the half of my goal. And he got to run him, got it to go outside the horses, and he came running down the lane. You know, that's still the spot that he should have been in. I mean, I don't think I would have won the race. I think he definitely would have been a close second. I mean, the way they opened up around the second turn, he dropped like 6-7 lengths around the turn, and the winner is actually opened up pretty easy. I think he would have run much better. I think that would be the kind of the ride that I like to have here Saturday, today. So going back to the race, one speed on the race, that's the only problem. I think the other horse scratch. I'm got to go back and see the really speed on the race. I don't have the scratches here completely. But anyway, I hope that the race comes back the way I think that it's going to go. It's going to go fast enough, and I want to keep my position. And hopefully, my horse helped me, Connors Moore, to help the position that I like to hold on to. You know, if I can hold on for that spot and get to the half a mile pole, I think we have a really, really good chance. So, then again, I just hope that he does help me to do the things that I wanted to do. Otherwise, we'll be in trouble. So, you know, so I mean, just like what happens in Gulfstream Park. Charlatan will be the only speed in the race, I think. Is that if no one goes with him, and then it will be very, very difficult to beat him. So. I'm hoping that Peter Miller's horse shows a little bit of speed. I think I heard Shooter Shot was going to scratch. I'm not sure. He was the second speed in the race.
He had a little bit of early foot.
Yeah. So that's about it. You know, I got to come out running and try to hold my position no matter what. You know, that's the only speed in the race. And I hate for me to do the dirty job, if you will, trying to follow the horse and then have nothing to fight the rest of the horses. So, it doesn't develop the way
One thing's for sure, Johnny. If somebody can figure this thing out and find a way to the winner's circle, it's going to be you. And you've done it so many times in your Hall of Fame career. And listen, you're always so gracious with your time with me, and I can't thank you enough for coming on and talking about the Fantasy Derby and Gouverneur Morris and the Arkansas Derby. I know you're going to be aboard Tacitus in the Oakland Handicap. I have to get to another commercial break, so we don't have time to talk about him, but you'll ride him for the first time. Good luck with Tacitus. Good luck with Gouverneur Morris.
Thank you.
And
as always,
my friend, safe trip every time you get a leg up.
Thank you very much. Thank you guys for having me.